Get an all-access experience with player interviews, exclusive practice information, and post-game analysts with the sauce you can't find anywhere else. This is South Philly Sauce, hosted by Flyers game day host Ashlyn Sullivan and Philly sports radio legend Al Morganti.
Welcome back, South Philly Sauce and Odyssey Original, brought to you by 94 WIP and Jack Daniels. Al Morgani, Ashlyn Sullivan here with you. A massive week for the Flyers. They like to jam all the things into one week to make it exciting here in the summer. Matvei Michkov is here in Philadelphia. We had the chance to speak to him. And just before recording, Travis Konecny agrees to an 8-year extension to stay here in Philadelphia. So a lot going on, but we're going to start with Matvei Michkov. It's something we've been talking about for months on end. We had the chance to hear from a press conference with him. I had the chance to speak with him. And I think, Al, just everyone didn't want to believe it. And then when you see him at the press conference with the jersey on, it's like, all right, deep breath. This is finally for real.
Yeah, it's for real. And he's everything off the ice that you hope for, despite the language barrier. Yeah. I thought it was really cool. It's where I wore my Phillies hat. So a Russian kid comes off playing with a Phillies hat. Then Konecny signs a $70 million deal with a Phillies hat. I'm like, this is the opposite. It's like, okay, what can we do better than Bryce Harper? How can we get right into the community right away, get everything done? So it's pretty cool. I mean, I don't know that Michkov has ever seen a baseball diamond.
He hasn't. He told me he has never been to a baseball game.
But he's very excited
to go.
Yeah, but I know he's very excited, not just to be with the Flyers, but to be with Philadelphia and to kind of represent right away with the Flyers stuff and say, you know, it's not just the Flyers. I want to be a part of this community, everything that goes on, be part of it. So I thought it was a home run. Part of me wonders if, like, the Briere and Jones are like itching to go on vacation and said, you know what? Let's get this stuff done for Saturday so we at least get 3 weeks off before we have to go back to work again. Because it really was a whirlwind. But that the Michkov thing was terrific because they didn't hide any of it. Right there, coming in off the plane, bringing him in, and, you know, Jonesy looking like a little league parent behind him as he comes off the plane. And all of that was really fun. So I think they really have – man, Ashton, they have, in a matter of just over a year, man, they've done so much to get things kind of straightened out here. And the future looks plotted now. Like, okay, this is where we're going. And now the next step. They maybe have skipped a couple of steps, but they're still going completely forward motion. There's nothing going sideways here yet.
Yeah. No, it all makes sense. You know, the steps that they're taking, especially for Michkov. I loved everything on social media of when Jonesy and Breer were waiting for him and they're just standing in the middle of the airport and everyone's taking selfies with Jonesy, the smile ear to ear on him. And then you have Breer holding Michkov's hockey sticks. It took so long, but it also didn't. It was sped up so quickly, this process. But for those two, I mean, what a moment to get this guy here in America quicker than we all expected.
Yeah. And it's hard, you know, we haven't, you know, won't be able to really get involved with him till training camp or whatever. And, you know, he's got to go through the Tortorella process come in. But it seems like, at least at first glance, that he's just loves the game. Mm-hmm. And that's not always the case. A lot of times guys just want the contract. You know, not that they don't love it, but it's like, it's the big deal. I hit it. But you can tell certain guys just really, despite a language barrier, study the game, love the game, just that they're rink rats, I guess, whatever language you're going to talk about. You want a rink rat. Mm-hmm. And I don't care if it's a Finn or a Czech or American or Canadian, I want a rink rat. Yeah. and it certainly looks like they got themselves a real rink rat here.
Yeah. And people have been asking me just my impressions. I got to sit down with them for about 10 minutes. And I was so impressed with a couple of things with him. One, how much English he actually knows. I mean, I would ask questions and I would see him smile or I'd see him laugh. He understands what I'm asking. It's just not there yet that he can communicate, but they have a tutor for him. But just more so, the perfect balance he has of confidence, not arrogance, and the will to win. I mean, the biggest answer I thought in the interview we had with him is I asked him when he was drafted, you know, you said you wanted to help the Flyers win a Stanley Cup. How are you going to help? And he said, I wouldn't have said that if I didn't know I could help in a big way. I wouldn't throw out Stanley Cup without being able to back it up. And this is a 19-year-old saying this. But when he says it, it doesn't come across as arrogant. It's just a guy that knows his abilities and knows he's going to be able to help right away.
Yeah, you want to be a little bit like that. I mean, if you have the talent to back it up, and it's certainly from the videos that we've seen, it looks like he's got the talent and the scouting reports and also the excitement level of his new teammates who obviously look at tape or video with a more culture, with a more knowledgeable eye because they got to play with the guy, what it's going to be like. So, you know, that's what you want. But you want that attitude that it's just, I'm here, I'm all in. I'm completely all in, and I want to win this thing. Now, the beauty of this, to me, is you compare this to having gone through that whole Carter Gauthier process. And I know you can kind of lament the fact, what would it be like if the Gauthier was here and this kid? Well, they're not, but look at the difference here. And the fact that you drafted this kid, you got, I think, lucky to get him. But had to have some nerve to do it because it was going to be waiting a while. And then, so you go off a year in which one prospect, I don't want to be there, to another prospect does everything but crawl into the baggage department to get here. Right. So that to me really tells you something about the excitement level that people should have for this kid.
Absolutely. And I've been impressed with how the Flyers have handled this as well. And it's such an asset that in a small capacity, Danny Briere has gone through this as well. 19 years old, coming from Canada, not speaking any English, kind of gets what he's going through. But it was very clear the Flyers wanted to get Michkov here a couple of months before the work really began because they understand what a curveball this is going to be for his life. I mean, I'm just thinking day to day when he leaves the hockey rink, getting to the grocery store, and does he have a driver's license? I mean, so many things that we don't even think about and take advantage of is going to be so different for him.
I didn't go to a grocery store until I was like 38, so I don't know.
You didn't have to.
I think that's where the value of a rink rat comes in, because no matter where you are, it's like, okay, now I'll go to the rink and, you know, we'll have the – and let's face it, if you're a professional athlete now, you're fed from dawn till dusk.
Yeah.
It's like at the training camp here, there. If you want a chef, we'll get you a chef. I'm sure they'll take care of, you know, they'll arrange for his family. He's got a younger brother, I think, that's going to probably come over. I don't know what that family situation will be like, but all teams take great care. Now, you're going to have to get an interpreter type of thing and all of that. But, I mean, I think that it all works if the hockey part works. Mm-hmm. I don't think that there'll be that huge stress level because – I guess when you come over, you're just so excited. There'll be no complaints about anything because they'll go so far out of the way to make sure everything gets done. And let's face it. I mean, Therapy was like the den dad for a bunch of people, right? I don't know what this situation will be here, but I'm sure that it'll be taken care of just in terms of rides here and there, get your license, all of that stuff. There's people behind the scenes, Barry Hanrahan. I mean, people that make sure that stuff doesn't get in the way of the goals and the assists.
Right. And it's very clear that the Flyers have been thinking about this for months and have it organized. It was impressive to see yesterday just how comfortable he was, how happy he was. And you want to talk about the hardest day was for the interpreter. I mean, that man was put to work in the press conference and then right to me. That is a harder job than I realized.
Yeah, I've known a number of interpreters, and it's funny because they're kind of in a tough spot. If the, you know, what's a kid know about what he's supposed to say? He isn't supposed to say. If he's trying to fake that he's a big baseball fan, what he is supposed to say here for him? But I mean, it as long as he's comfortable with him, and you know, guy obviously he's in the Flyers organization. But I mean, I think a lot of, I mean, maybe you should be brushing up on your Russian. Now I wish in high school I'd taken Russian instead of French. Don't tell Danny that. But I've taken some of that with what's going to go on here.
Yeah, I got to give a shout out where shout outs are due. Just walking around and seeing Joe Saville, who is the head of Flyers PR, was having full sentence conversations in Russian with Michkov. So it's clear that he has brushed up on his language. So I got to give him credit. But I feel as though I have a long way to go.
Yeah, I know Scott Hartnell speaks fluent Russian and Finnish and Swedish. Oh, so yeah. I'm sure.
There's no way he does. You're making things up again.
I'm sure he'll help us get through it.
Yeah, I'm sure. And another huge news, and the Flyers just wanted to jam all this in this week, Travis Konecny. It's something we've been talking about a long time. We all figured this would happen, right? We figured this deal would get done. We just weren't sure what the numbers were going to be, but we knew Travis Konecny wanted this to be a lifelong deal. He wanted to stay in Philadelphia for his playing career, and it looks like that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, 8-year deal. I was getting to the point where I wanted to bang some heads together and just say, get this done. Because, I mean, I know a lot of people think it's a lot of money. I actually thought he was going to get a little more. I think he really wanted to stay. Because when you look at it, and people will say, well, look at his numbers. They aren't like Gensel or whatever. But Konecny never played with that healthy top centerman, right?
Yeah.
And put these numbers together. Gensel didn't get a whole lot in trade, and then you go somewhere else. And I don't know that he's ever had that opportunity with that big centerman or whatever. He's coming into the prime of his career. I think the number's good. I'm not so worried about, oh, they're going to cap hell in a few years when everybody starts to get paid here, Mitch included. But I think they're safe with this guy. He's a guy that plays the one risk I have is he plays a dangerous game in terms of injury. Oshie plays a dangerous game and gets injured in Washington. But I think he's playing a smarter game too now. So I'm not really even worried about that. I think that this is a 90% hockey decision. You look where the cap's going and you look at what people of his stature make. And also a culture decision because of what we just said with Mitch Cobb wanting to be here. Sanheim wanted to be here, despite the fact that he might have been moved, but he's so happy he stayed. Konecny really wants to be here. And I think that goes a distance here to help just a team kind of pull together for a unified goal.
Right. And Travis Sanheim breaking the news on Twitter, which we were in the newsroom. Our news director is like, wait, what's going on? Is this a fake account? And I was looking. I was like, yeah, it's a fake account. And I went back and relooked. I was like, no. This is Travis Sanheim. This is actually happening because I wasn't quite sure. But it does speak volumes that Konecny wanted to stay here. And I saw all over social media, you know, this was the only deal that he was going to get this much money. I don't think so. I think another team could have probably paid him more than what he was getting.
I think so. When you look at comps or whatever, plus, you know, I think that people are minimizing how much that cap is going to go up.
Yeah.
Utah is going to be a very healthy franchise and they're going to expand. There's no doubt they're going, in my mind, that they're going to expand, whether it's Atlanta, whether they go back to Arizona, wherever. And that's money in the pocket. And that means a cap goes up in the future. And they've got some contracts that they're finally going to be rid of in the coming years here. So I don't think they're going to be in that cap hell that everybody's projecting right now.
I agree. And for Travis Konecny, it was mentioned in his press conference, he's turned 27. He's kind of the perfect bridge, right? The perfect age to put the gap between someone like a Michkov who's 19 years old. Then you have an Eric Johnson who's 36, 37 years old. You need a guy like Konecny, one who's productive, right? For someone to speak up in the locker room, it's got to be someone that produces on the ice, and Konecny is that. But they don't have a ton of Konecnys right now in the locker room that are of his age and stature.
Yeah. It's almost like a high school or college team. I remember talking way back, Lou Lamoriello, when he was with the Devils, said he used to coach at Providence. He said, well, I like a team with, you know, freshmen, sophomore, juniors, and seniors. I would do away with sophomores, knowing what I was like then. But I would think you certainly want a different classes coming up so that you always have a depth chart in that area.
Right. And that's definitely what it is. So credit to the Flyers for getting all of this done. So we can now enjoy our summer break because training camp is soon now. We got about a month.
Yeah, we're all ready to go. And pretty soon they'll have their Eagles hats on. And then what we'll see is the Phillies, when the Flyers season starts, I guarantee you, Bryce Harper, even though he's a Vegas fan, will have a Flyers cap.
I mean, they better at this point. The free publicity this Flyers team is giving this baseball team. The favor needs to be turned. Yeah,
I don't think Michkov, I don't even know if he's thrown a baseball, but I would like him to see him take the first pitch, whether it's a slap shot off the mound or whatever. But I think the kid would eat it up, that opportunity.
I was told that the Flyers are already working on this to bring him to batting practice at some point. So we will be there. We will bring it to you because that's going to be a must-see TV for sure, watching that. We hope at least. And that's South Philly Sauce, brought to you by Odyssey. Odyssey Original, brought to you by 94 WIP and Jack Daniels, Ashlyn Sullivan, Al Morgani. We will see you next week.